ask quite a few of my students and everybody in the laboratory what they thought about dangerous ice, and I got ideas of everything from icicles on roofs to crevasses in glaciers. And I kind of broke it down into two categories, catastrophic problems and relentless. Those are, relentless means you just can't stop them. They're just going to overwhelm you or overwhelm whatever you're in. I guess I wish, after this discussion this morning, I wish I would have added a third category for luck. Because I think you can be lucky and go right over them and not know they were there. Or you can, veer off a little bit and go right into them. Ice jams, I guess, is a little bit outside of this picture. I might talk about that a bit. Thin ice, we've discussed pretty good. Open water, we've talked about. So I guess mainly what Chuck will probably talk more about the physics of the off ice. I'll show a little bit about that. And then I want to talk about just thinner slanted ice and some, I guess Martin did a pretty good discussion on water-saturated snow, and I might touch on that just for a bit because there's one other point I want to add on that.